Self-care. It's such a deep, layered word, and for me, it's really become the process of getting to know yourself, showing up for yourself over and over again. In creation of the Self-Care Creature podcast, I want to teach you, too, how to have a relationship with yourself. We're going to dive into the psychological and physiological unfoldings of adopting what I love to call a self-care lifestyle. This podcast is here to help you, the stressed out but spiritually minded individual who can feel that wild calling in your heart, who wants to develop self-care rituals to support your daily living, give you the confidence and know-how to live through your intuition and raise your self-worth. You deserve it. You are capable of this. And I want to help you understand how the hell to get there, what it actually means, and how do you actually live it. That's where my intention is with this podcast. The Self-Care Creature Podcast, brought to you by me, your host, Courtney Klopp. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm just feeling, in this moment, called to talk to you about altars. Spiritual altars, intention-setting tables, intention tables, shrines, you could even do vision board if that's the route you want to go. I feel like these all fall under the same category. And I'm trying to think of the time when I really first started using the word altar. And I can't remember what sparked it. I know that I'm like having this very vague memory of seeing somebody else having an altar. And I just don't remember if I saw it in their house, if I was listening to a podcast or watching a TED talk or what. But I do remember that it was 2016, and the second bedroom in my apartment at the time, where I was living with a partner, was my bedroom. And it was a carpeted place, and I just remember setting up this box upside down on the floor with like a handkerchief or something over it and just putting some things on it that were special to me. And that is how my altar building space kind of started. But I really, you know, a lot of people in the community do not feel comfortable with the word altar, especially apparently if you grew up in Catholicism. Are altar boys from being Catholic in that religion? Because I'm not sure. But I think of the altar even in Christianity. I'm not sure if Mormonism is ringing a bell with altars, but just lighting the candles up on the altar, that's like the biggest thing that I think that comes to my mind when I'm thinking altar. So I want you to be able to, first of all, work through whatever you need to, like take a pause in this moment if you need to, and actually just think about how, if this word is triggering you, how you can show up for this episode to be able to show up for yourself so that it's not, because it's really whatever you want to make it. I want to make that clear. This, again, like I, all the phrases that I used in the beginning, it's really a space. Altars are really a space for you to come and to set an intention. And when we live through intention, it's like what we focus on grows. And that is like where our energy comes. And it's just this practice, again, of showing up for yourself. And when I strive to give people these tools of showing up for yourself every single day, I mean, it can feel and be very elusive. Like, how do I do that? So if you have a tiny little spot in your room, in your house, wherever, that you can just feel gratitude for a moment, that allows you to just take a breath, that reminds you what you're working towards in your life and in your world, I think that helps a lot in creating this space. And it's just very much makes it tangible. Like, oh, I have this little spot that I actually physically go to, which might seem to me at this point in my journey in this unfolding, that's a lot better for me. It feels a lot better, resonates deeply, more deeply with me than just making that eye contact in the mirror and remembering to take a breath when I brush my teeth. But again, you have to cultivate the lifestyle. You have to make the space. So it depends on where you're at. And it's okay if you're not here, but this is what we're talking about today. I also really resonate with the term vision board because I mean, and a vision board is just a collage of shit that you like or shit that you're working towards in your life. And I was starting to dive into the work of Gabby Bernstein and especially went down a Wayne Dyer hole. And you can look them up. They're amazing teachers. But Wayne, especially, I remember I was watching something about him and he had this picture of himself going to bed at night, and surrounded by his nightstand were just all these pictures of like quotes and people and reminders and little things that just made him feel good. And he was talking about how that is a key in the law of attraction or manifesting. And I just had this huge epiphany in that moment that I had been doing that my whole life. I knew that was before I knew anything about either of those terms, manifestation or the law of attraction. And I was just felt inspired to create collages and hang them up by my bedside. And that was when I was a personal trainer. And I would always encourage, just like I do with the self-love sticky notes today and the quotes, just to you put something where you're going to see it every single day. And for me, I wake up and I'm looking around. I like to personally lay in bed and look around my room a bit. And so I make sure that I have some things that are within eyesight of where I lay. And those were the collages. So again, if you can't have an altar or something like that, maybe a collage on the wall is something that resonates more. Fit this to whatever works for you. But I'm really vibing with feeling like my altar is an extended vision board, because a vision board is, you know, as I'm saying, it's just a collage of paper of things that can stick flat on the wall, whereas an altar is almost like a 3D vision board. And I'm sitting here staring at mine as I am recording this, and I just have so many little trinkets and pieces of my life in here that I use daily in my practice, that I'm surrounded by in my life right now, and I will go through that. But I want to start by answering some of the questions that I have received from you all over this time and that want to know more about altars. So telling you a little bit about them, that's kind of what I just did in the intro. So how do you create your own? I gave the example of the beginning where I just had like a box that I flipped upside down and put a handkerchief over. I mean, it can be as pretty simple as you want. It can be a picture on the wall, like literally simple AF. But you can also have a shelf. You can have a dedicated table. I have a bonsai tree that sits in a planter with water in it. You can have a water altar and I throw coins in there sometimes, thinking of the wishing wells at the mall from when I was a kid. Does anybody else remember that? Wishing wells were like wells. Wishing wells, I feel like, were huge in America, at least. Is that just like some odd part of my childhood? I legit remember multiple malls with my mom and like tossing coins into the wishing well. Wow, what a fun, abundant, like little piece of childhood to suddenly remember. But ultimately, really, you can create an altar space, an intentional space out of anything that you want. I have read things about making sure to create different or incorporate different elements of the earth, like perhaps a fire element, I'm thinking candles, perhaps an earth element, like bringing in some pieces of, I'm thinking wood or forestry, flowers, you can have plants, incorporating that, sage bundles of different kinds. I always say sage, I mean smudge, fudge. but, you know, a cedar smudge, sage smudge. I say that because sage has become so popular that, you know, I haven't done my research, but I just hear all the bits about how sage plants are now being overly populated or cultivated, and it's ruining the species of the plant. I don't know more of it than that. But anyway, there's way more smudge options than just sage. Moving on. So incorporating an earth element, water of some kind. I have recently really started doing the water, and I really like just having a little bowl of filtered water, and sometimes I'll put a crystal in it, or I live by the beach, so, and I've over time collected all of these seashells, so I have some seashells in the water, the little bowl. And what was the last one would be an air element. So, I do have a few feathers. I have some hanging plants and dream catchers that kind of represent a more air element to me. But whatever resonates with you, whatever feels good for you. When I first started, obviously it was kind of more like I had said with the collage and things like that. It was so not intentional, not coming from a spiritual place at all. I was literally creating collages for losing weight and eating, quote, healthy, because I was a personal trainer, and I became a personal trainer because I lost 15 pounds over one summer and I felt really good in my body and I wanted to help other people achieve those goals. But it was just the start. It was very superficial. It was just the start of this journey and this unfolding. That was back in 2011, which is really wild to think about. The first collage that I put on my bedroom wall, I can still remember it. I still have it, actually. I look back at it sometimes. And then to think about this altar that's here in front of me that I've just crafted, and I honestly think my altar is very beautiful, and I love it, and that's how you should feel about yours too. It should make you happy, and sometimes we get caught up in what we can't do or what we'd like to do, or, you know, there's the silly Pinterest boards, which is a love-hate relationship, but it makes you want all these things in your life. Please remember and be sure to appreciate what you have and where you're at. Okay, we all start somewhere, we all are working with what we got, and, like, I guarantee you that you can make the cutest, most simplest, whatever little intention table, altar area that you put your mind to. And I honestly never even thought anything about mine, and it's only recently when I've been sharing pictures of my altar every day on Instagram that I get so many people saying, like, wow, is that your bedroom? Wow, is that your space? And I had to take a step back and be like, you guys have really helped me to appreciate my surroundings and my life more, because I'm honestly just in it. This is just how I set it up. And I really do. It's helped me really, really appreciate it more, that you have appreciated it more. But I know not everybody has that. And that's obviously not a requirement. I'm just sharing a little tidbit insight about my life. Just strive to take that step back and just be appreciative of what you have. And that comes with, you know, self-acceptance, self-confidence, all of these layers of the self-care lifestyle, to be able to hold that space for yourself and to feel empowered and to stop comparing yourself to somebody else. So to create your own, again, just incorporate whatever elements feel good for you. You can, have crystals. Again, I had said flowers or feathers. I grew up with my grandparents, so I have quite a few tiny little trinkets that I keep around that I've had from my childhood. I have, like, little angel figurines from my childhood, handkerchiefs. I'm just trying to think of other things here. I also keep my oracle cards here, and anything that I want to just kind of infuse with good energy, I tend to set here. I also have, in this altar, in this home, have incorporated my jewelry into the altar. So I have my necklaces hanging up over the altar. And again, over time, as my unfolding has happened, I tend to wear a lot more crystals, mineral type jewelry. A lot of my jewelry is also hand-me-downs from my grandmother, my great-grandmothers. So, or just things that have been passed down through the family from great aunts and people that I never even met. I have this necklace, this pendant that is carved out of bone, and it is so detailed, and it's a phoenix. And I just recently I've had it for years, and I admittedly have not cared much about it. And I just am really recently have been like, whoa, that is really special. And so we have to just, that's another lovely reminder to remain open and to allow ourselves to shift and change and grow and to allow ourselves to come back to these things that, so that we can see things that weren't there before necessarily. Moving on to the next question. What are you tapping into when you are showing up to the altar? And what does one need to ask in building an altar? Or like, do you need to set an intention? So all of this, I'm just going to say, is intention setting. It can be as simple as intention setting, which helps you to feel grateful, which helps you to grow what you are focusing on and create more abundance in your life. That's the very simplicity of it. But of course, I'm always saying of course and obviously, but just because we live in this giant web where everything is connected and you can't just pull on a couple strings and have it not be attached to something else in this web of life, you are going to be growing a spiritual connection. You're going to be growing a connection to something greater than yourself. And I love that that connection can feel so foreign and weird, but gratitude really gets you there. Gratitude and intention. And for me, when I first started learning, my long-term mentor and doctor mentioned it to me, and then also in the studies and findings through Brené Brown, that we are wired as humans to believe in something greater than ourselves. And even in the 12-step programs, this is true. We need faith in something other than ourselves. We need to believe in something that is bigger than ourselves. And maybe this is nature. Maybe this is community. I guess those are the two big things for me. I had a conversation with a friend once that was like, it could be a pen. And I would love to revisit that conversation at some point, because I can't say that that's wrong, but I don't necessarily feel like equating to something bigger than you as your pen. Anyway, moving on. That's just a side note. Because this is a hard topic for me to explain. Coming from somebody that grew up between Christianity and Mormonism, I was very, very repulsed and repelled by God and religion for so much of my life. But coming back to nature and community are two big things for me, but particularly nature. I have always, always deeply felt connected to something greater than myself from a very young age. And I am at a place in my adulthood now where I'm revisiting a lot of these fascinations and curiosities and playfulness and passions that I had and held as a child. And that is just something, because especially as children are so unblocked. They're so pure. They don't have the judgments and the self-consciousness and all of these things that we tend to have, at least up to about age 7 to 8. Sometimes, you know, we experience trauma and traumatic events prior to that, but ultimately we're still building ourselves. We don't really know right from wrong in a more solid way. And so revisiting all of these playfulnesses, I have a picture of myself here up next to my bed. I don't know how old I am here, maybe 5 years old, but really trying to tap back into those little passions that I had as a kid and those curiosities and nature has always, always come through for me. And in that sense, with nature, it's something that I've come back to as an adult, and it's something that is undeniable within my soul. And I don't know how else to explain it. I just feel that deeper calling, that deeper pull to belong to something bigger. And the more that I have delved into this path, it was like I felt the connection in nature, and then my path led me through myself, through yoga, getting to know my body, detaching from my mind, and then especially through my Zen practice, and just the continuous rabbit hole and unfolding of my inner guidance. Gabby Bernstein talks about your inner guide, a lot. And it's just like opening all of these portals, doorways, whatever you want to call the rat, going down the rabbit holes. I have found myself in this beautiful space of synchronicity where I can literally no longer deny that there is a bigger power at play in the universe. And it feels really good and amazing to be in this place, to be able to stand firmly in that statement. Because before, especially that bridge I just drew for you guys of being so repulsed by religion and God and things like that, it's like to walk this bridge, to stand so strong in that statement, I used to cower thinking like, what would friends think of me? And how just mostly a lot of fear of judgment of other people, especially people in my life who identify as atheist or don't believe in like the fear and love spectrum, and very scientific people that I respect and I love. But I am so excited to be in a space to walk people across this bridge between science and spirituality, because I really do believe it is one and the same. And we just need to learn how to have more of an abundant mindset to thrive in this life. And that's exactly what setting an intentional space and creating an altar of some kind does for you. It allows you to set intention, to show up for yourself, to start tapping in. And it, I guess it's just a gateway to go down these rabbit holes that I literally just described. So that's pretty freaking awesome, if you ask me. And the next question I had here is, how does the thing on my altar relate to my personal practice? I think I pretty much also painted that picture. Suddenly just all the artist metaphors here. But it relates to your personal practice because it's how you're showing up for yourself and incorporate things in your life that you want to be a part of your personal practice. I have little tidbits that friends have given me over the years. I have pictures of my grandparents. I have self-love sticky notes. I have stickers from the new co-working office that I am a part of. I have a personal note that my business coach sent me. Just all of these little things that make me feel good and that remind me of my personal life, what I'm working towards, which all comes back into play for my personal practice. And I just want to be clear again, you have to find what works for you. Always doing what works for you. And you can show up, the space can be as tiny or as big as you want. You can have one just in your room or in one place in your house, or maybe you have one in every single room. I personally have three, and I rent a room in a house right now, so I have one in my bedroom. I have a conjoining, did I just make that up? A conjoining room that also where I meditate, that is kind of like a little office in my house that I have an altar in. And then I also have set up a mini type altar space in my bathroom, which I've come to love because I just really love creating kind of sacred ritual space when I shower and bathe and things like that. So just remember that you can go as small or as big as you want with it, and you can take as much or as little time as you want with it. Of course, you can always, especially as a questioner over here, I like to spend a lot of time, quote unquote, doing research and really gathering the tools. So even though it could be fun to create this altar space, please allow yourself the time to actually use it. And even if that is just coming, having it be a space where you intentionally take a breath and say thank you every morning, or take a breath and think of something you're grateful for every morning, just make sure... Ooh, I lost my train of thought all of a sudden. That was weird. That hasn't happened to me in a long time. Oh well, moving on. I'm going to move on to the next question. Where are you trying to go mentally and spiritually in this practice? Ooh. Again, I love all these questions, but I feel like I just went on some rants and kind of answered all the questions without meaning realizing it. So where am I trying to go mentally and spiritually in this practice? I'm trying to tap in deeper just to get to know myself better. And as I've said, getting to know myself better has led me to, without a doubt, know that the spirit realm is real, as real as the physical realm, if you are open to it and want to tap into it. But our logical minds can take a long, long time to get there, depending on our backgrounds, because, we live in a logical, physical-based world that kind of disregards the fact that even though everything, is physical, everything is also energy, and energy is not something that you can see with the bare eye all the time. So, really, again, it's your intention. Where are you trying to go mentally and spiritually in your practice, in your life? That's just a personal question, and your altar can take you there. It's just that open doorway. So I really liked this question. What does it look like when your body responds to the questions you seek answers to? Ooh, this is so wild. So I may just rephrase it a little bit or take it a different way, but okay, reading it one more time. What does it look like when your body responds to the questions you seek answers to? So it's not like every single time I ask a question or I put something out in the universe that I instantly get an answer back. It really is a lot more subtle, and it's in this showing up on a regular basis where you kind of learn to tap in, where you learn to notice things. And it all starts with skepticism and curiosity. At least it did for me, especially. But for my body personally, and this is just diving into your intuition and your body's innate intelligence. And when I say our body's innate intelligence, I mean that our bodies as human beings on this earth are ancient. Like, we all come from very, very long lines of lineage, right? So just trusting the body, trusting what's going on, and striving to release that why in the mind, and just recognizing sensations or feelings, again coming back to that energy. So for me personally, and this could be different for every single person, but oftentimes, I was actually thinking about this earlier today, I don't feel like I have felt the vibration or the tapped in sense in a little while, like in an overwhelming way. There was a while, maybe 2 months ago, where I was sitting down in front of my altar almost every single day, and I was like feeling this, and I've only felt it here or there a few times recently. But it's really getting quiet and taking a breath. Oftentimes I speak out loud because I have just heard and read different things that it's way more powerful to speak out loud than stay in your head. And I feel like it also allows you to get more comfortable with who you are, because our minds try to keep us silent and quiet and isolated, and speaking out loud is another way to break that barrier. So just speaking, I could speak questions out loud. I say how I'm feeling. I say my gratitudes out loud. I give thanks out loud. And oftentimes, okay, again, I already clarified not necessarily often. It's just a habit of saying that. But when I feel this sensation, it's like a light buzzing, almost like I got goosebumps have overcome my body. And perhaps the feeling of shifting into a parasympathetic nervous system slightly, or coinciding with feeling like I am on high alert. Like, my body just feels almost like there's another presence around me, but in a way that I'm not sure I'd be able to feel around anybody else. I'm still very much playing around with understanding my own energy. And when I am by myself and with my altar and in my personal practices, it's like I am totally and completely myself. And I take these in ways that I am not able to show up with other people as 100% authentically myself, because that's like our most vulnerable and raw self. You're never going to show up. I mean, it takes a lot of work to show up with somebody else 100% as yourself, because other people automatically bring in judgments, bring in triggers, bring in all these other things from our life. But when we get back to ourselves, it's different. And so sitting in this space, I get that chill, that sensation that comes over me. And that is the number one way my body responds. But I will tell you also, what I find interesting is that I find oftentimes that I feel lighter. And this is also a wave of things that come over me when I'm really tapped in my day to day. Oftentimes, like when I go to the spa or something like that, occasionally when I'm out in the world shopping, or not necessarily shopping, but like go at a store or something. I use shopping loosely because I do not enjoy shopping very much. But when I'm totally in my own world and I am feel like I'm really tapped in and authentically able to be myself out in the public space, I get this lightness that comes over me. I have zero cares in the world. I am like, I have a half smile on my face and I smile at everyone and I don't think twice about if they smiled back or not. I don't get in my head about anything. It's like I'm purely living in the moment. And then oftentimes, for real often, song comes over me. And this is something that I have been exploring more and more recently, is the song aspect. And I can't even think of it. I forget it all the time, and then it continuously comes back to me. But there's one song that I hum, and I don't know what the song is. I keep meaning to record it and ask around, have you heard this song? Do you know what this song is? Because I don't know if it's something I heard from my childhood or what. But there's this one song that I always hum. And as I've been paying attention more to this humming and this just tuning into my voice, I find that more and more, I was going to say often again, more and more I get these sensations of just singing in ways that are completely unfamiliar to me, like just making sounds or humming and hawing and just playing with my voice. And yeah, it's, I don't know how else to explain it. It just feels it insanely, very deeply tuned in, tapped in on a different level. And it is exciting. And I'm not going to speculate how much deeper I could go there, because I am not 100% comfortable sharing everything with my spiritual deep dive as of recently. I'm very excited about where I'm at. I feel very strong and grounded in my spiritual practice and sharing that with others. But as far as talking about spirit guides and downloads and all of this other stuff, I'm still feeling it out, and I don't feel 100% feeling talking about that just yet. So thank you for understanding. Thank you for asking all of these amazing and beautiful questions. I really hope that somewhere in here you feel inspired to just start taking action, to just start opening these doorways and these portals, to go within yourself and to find your true self, your highest self, your most authentic self. And if that doesn't, if none of that resonates with you, to just support yourself, to be able to go in and create new pathways for your brain and for your nervous system to support you. I believe in you. I really do hope this episode resonates, and I would love to know what resonated the most. If you would, take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, slide into my DMs. Just let me know what you thought. It would mean the world to me. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting me and my business, and I will catch you next time. I just want to take a quick moment to sincerely thank you for tuning in today. It really means the world to me that you are here supporting me, listening to what I have to say, and I sincerely hope that it finds you well and helps you wherever you're at in your life. And if you're ever wondering what other kind of stuff I have to offer you, you can check out my free resources or my paid offerings, both available on my website, www.selfcarecreature.com. And if you're looking for another simple and free way to support my business, because woo, small business, you can simply leave a review for the podcast, or even easier, take a screenshot right now and post it and tag me on Instagram. That is the easiest way, and it just builds community, builds connection. I will be able to see it and connect with you then. Thank you for taking the time to do that. Thanks for being here. Cheers.